It's Thursday, the 7th of August, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The 2025 Mining Expo and Conference is underway in Windhoek. Exhibitors have increased from 186 to 196, and booth spaces have grown from 268 to above 300. A record 7,831 visitors registered for this year's exposition, which is a 31.7% jump from the 2023 attendance. Angie Scholz reports.
At the 2025 Mining Expo and Conference underway at the Windhoek Showgrounds, the managing director of Navahap Mine, George Bochiwe, shared an ambitious vision for the Navahap Gold Mine expansion under the theme Unlocking Jobs, Innovation and Economic Transformation. He revealed that the expansion project will significantly increase gold production while prioritizing local job creation, technical innovation and sustainable practices. He emphasized that QKR Namibia is committed to inclusive growth with a strong focus on upskilling Namibians, empowering local suppliers, and building long-term resilience in the Erongo region. The expansion will introduce advanced mining technologies to improve efficiency, reduce environmental impact, and ensure safer operations, positioning Navahap as a model for modern mining in Namibia. I'm Angie Scholz for Future Media News, Windhoek.
Sakaliga has welcomed the High Court in Pretoria's judgment to overturn the use of broad-based black economic empowerment criteria in air service license applications. CEO Pete LeRoux says the Air Services Licensing Council acted unlawfully by applying transformation regulations not required by law.
This court order increases commercial freedom and the availability of air services to all in South Africa. We launched this court case because since at least December 2023, the Licensing Council had been denying domestic air service providers licenses by insisting on BEE certification and transformation undertakings.
The UN Human Rights Office has reported ongoing attacks by M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province, despite a ceasefire signed in June. Between July 9 and 21, at least 319 civilians were killed, with the Rwandan Defense Force allegedly aiding the rebels. UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turk has called on all parties involved in the Doha and Washington peace agreements to ensure genuine protection and progress for civilians on the ground. One person has died, at least a dozen others have been injured, while three people remain missing after a massive fire in southern France. The blaze in the region near the Spanish border has burnt an area bigger than Paris.
The French Prime Minister has described the fire as a catastrophe of unprecedented scale, and as of Thursday morning local time, the fire was still not under control. 2,000 firefighters have been mobilised in the area using firefighting planes and helicopters to drop water. Some people have been moved to safety, roads are closed in the region, and the fire is now the biggest in France since 1949. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, Africa's number one boxer, Philippus Ngitumbwa, will take on second-ranked Mxolisi Zuma of South Africa in a WBO Global Super Bantamweight title fight. The highly anticipated match is scheduled for Saturday at the Windhoek Country Club. MTC Sunshine Boxing Academy promoter Nesta Tobias shares more.
The WBO Global is a title for the elite boxers, you know. So the win, you're going to give the winner something big. You're going to give him a better rating in the world. If you can see, Energy is now rated number 8 by WBO. And the win, you're going to put him in the top 5. And that gives him already the opportunity to fight for the world title. You know, Zuma is number 2 in Africa. Energy is number 1. So meaning it's number 1 versus number 2. That gives you already, give a winner a good chance to get a better rating.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.